Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your ultimate window into the kitchens of the world's best cooks. I'm your host, Kara Broda. Our guest today is Dana Falk, the creator of HungryFan.com and the author of The Hungry Fan's Game Day Cookbook, 165 recipes for eating, drinking, and watching sports. Thanks for joining us, Dana.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor. You've probably heard of the Entertainment Coupon Book. The Entertainment Coupon Book is packed with hundreds of coupons for local restaurants, shopping, attractions, zoos, golf, movie tickets, travel, and more. Now, saving is even easier with the Entertainment Digital Membership. With the digital membership, you can print coupons online or redeem them right on your phone. As a special offer to Clever Cookster listeners, get 25% off an annual digital membership, regularly priced at $19.99 per year. Just visit savingonthego.com/clevercookster. Select your market to see local savings, choose your membership, and then enter promo code COOK at checkout. That's COOK at checkout. Visit savingonthego.com/clevercookster.
So you have a long history of watching sports and eating food pretty much from birth. Is that right?
Yeah, since like even before then. When I was in my mother's stomach, I traveled with my mom and my dad and a collection of NBA players on an exhibition tour through Italy. So I've like literally been doing this since even before I think I had thoughts or could see colors or shapes.
So with your dad being a sports agent, you spent all this time around pro athletes, but how did you start to focus on the food aspect of it?
So I actually, I should say that I was a really good eater all the time. Like ever since I was a little kid, I've always been a good eater. When I was in college, I studied abroad for my junior year in Italy and France and got really into cooking and took cooking classes and courses and, had friends in Italy who had their own restaurant and would hang out there. And the food, beyond just eating it, like the food component of game day sort of took on new meaning for me because I enjoyed cooking so much. And then beyond that, actually, once I got back to the United States, I finished college, I was about 200 pounds. Not because I was abroad, actually. I lost a lot of weight when I was abroad and then came back and gained it all back. But when I graduated, I wanted to get healthier, and so I lost a bunch of weight, and it sort of became a challenge to enjoy game day and eat in a way that was sustainable for keeping weight off and being healthy. And so I actually got into teaching people how to make game day food healthier, and it caught on, and I've been doing it ever since. Although now I should say, like, my approach to game day is sort of a little different, where it's cheat day. So you'll find recipes that are more cheat day oriented in the book, but you'll also find ways to make things healthy. There's a lot of asterisks throughout the book with healthy substitution ideas, and certain recipes are just inherently healthy anyway. But yeah, I just, both from studying abroad, from being a good eater, and then from finding ways out of necessity to make my game day healthier, because it's pretty hard to do if you don't do it yourself.
We do associate game day food with fried things, cheesy things, tons of carbs, pizza and chili and burgers, but there are actually a lot of really fun vegetable recipes in this book, as well as recipes that, as you say, have sort of tweaks or variations to make them healthier. What are a few of those tricks that you suggest people try to bring a little something healthier to game day food?
Sure. So, I mean, I think first and foremost, it all comes down to understanding what the word healthy actually means and sort of agreeing upon what it means. And that word has, the meaning of that word has changed a lot ever since I was a kid. I remember like non-fat and light. And so for me, that means having food that is nutritionally dense for the number of calories that you get. So whether it's eating Greek yogurt in lieu of sour cream, there's still calories in Greek yogurt. I mean, you could certainly get like a 1 or 2% Greek yogurt instead and bring the calories down, but there's far more nutritional value in the Greek yogurt than there is in sour cream. And it tastes exactly the same with the same consistency. And if you served it to people, like 10 out of 10 people would never know the difference. So that's one way, you know, sort of approaching it from the perspective of, if you can afford to buy organic, that's always a little bit better anyway. You know, chemicals are not great for you. A lot of times when we put a lot of chemicals into our bodies, you just, you'll seemingly gain weight. A lot of times it's water weight, just because toxins attract water within your cells. Beyond that, for me, I love using baby spinach instead of lettuce. Lettuce is sort of a throwaway. I know it's nice, it's great, people like lettuce, but there's almost nothing in lettuce. It's almost entirely water. And so if I said, well, why don't you just have baby spinach instead? It's just like eating lettuce, except it has way more antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, and it's also equally as low in calories. It just makes more sense. So there's great recipes in the book too. There's like one of my favorites actually is a avocado puree, a cold chilled avocado soup, which for now, for this time of year, is still really, really great. And people go, oh, you can't eat avocados, are really high in fat. Well, yeah, but it's good fat. It's the kind of fat that actually brings your cholesterol down. So you should eat it and you should enjoy it and you shouldn't feel guilty.
You've probably heard of the Entertainment Coupon Book. It's packed with hundreds of coupons for local restaurants, shopping, attractions, zoos, movie tickets, travel, and more. Now, saving is even easier with the Entertainment Digital Membership. You can print coupons online or redeem them right on your phone to save up to 50% on the things you do every day. The Entertainment Coupon app is packed with thousands of dollars worth of savings. Save locally and while you're traveling. Membership includes access to nationwide coupons, and a coupon membership quickly pays for itself. I used Entertainment Coupons while online shopping and was amazed at how much I saved off my total. As a special offer to Clever Cookster listeners, you can get 25% off an annual digital membership, regularly $19.99 per year. Just visit savingonthego.com/clevercookster, select your market to see local savings, choose your membership, and then enter promo code COOK at checkout.
What are the major criteria that make something good sports food? What's the checklist you go through?
Well, I think, I mean, for me, if it's salty, I like salty. I used to have a huge sweet tooth when I was a kid, and part of losing weight for me was kicking the sweet tooth. So now everything is like salt and crunch, and, you know, like people love wings because it's great finger food. Game day food, like having finger food when you're celebrating game day or watching the game, is a big deal. You know, that's why wings and chips and dip are so big. But for me, I love them just because not only do you get to use your fingers, but they're salty and they're crunchy. Of course, there are sweets in the book and some savory and sweet dishes for good measure to hit like all parts of your palate for every sports fan. Cheesy things, those are big. Again, that's also for me salty. That's all in there too. There's lots of different options. There's so many recipes in there for game day.
I love the word fangating that you came up with that's in this book. What is that?
Thanks. So I take issue with the narrow-mindedness, if you will, of just calling things either tailgating or homegating. It doesn't capture everything. If you're tailgating, by definition, you are eating and drinking and hanging out with friends and family while watching sports or celebrating game day before you're about to go into the game in the stadium, but you're in the parking lot. So like the big thing with tailgating is you're in the parking lot. Homegating is sort of doing all of that same stuff, except you're at home, whether you're in your kitchen or your living room, you know, like armchair quarterback, or if you're in your backyard on your grill. But again, that's just specific to home. A lot of people do all of those same things, eating, drinking, hanging with friends and watching sports when they're in a park on game day, plazas, campgrounds, sports bars, or even in the stadium. If you're eating and drinking while you're watching the game and you're sitting there with friends and family, I would say that you're doing the same thing. And so I created the word fangating as a location-neutral way of throwing everything into the same bucket and saying the tradition here isn't so much related to where you are, it's related to what you're doing. So let's take out the location component of it and just call it what it is, which is fangating.
One of the things that I love about the recipes in this book is that so many of them are appealing to a wide variety of types of eaters. And also the beverages in this book kind of open up what it means to have a drink on game day beyond beer. What are some of the cocktails and drinks that you came up with in this book and what inspired them?
So you'll see in the book, there's a variety of cocktails, as you said. There's also a beer snow cone for people who do like beer, but maybe want it in a different way, delivered in a frozen granita version. I really like caipirinhas. I included that recipe particularly because the book came out right after Rio. And so I was sort of still celebrating the 2016 Summer Olympics and Rio and all of that, but like that it had to bring, and or I should say celebrating all that it had to offer. And the fact that tailgating kicks off during months that are still really warm. So a mango caipirinha, you could certainly do it with raspberry or strawberry or blueberry, whatever it is you want to do, is great for September and even October in a lot of states in this country. There's a Detroit Red Wing in there as a nod to hockey. I actually got to go to a Stanley Cup final when they won many years ago, which was super fun. There's, you know, Manhattan in there, which is sort of like a little classy, you know, if you're sort of feeling like a little classy at your tailgate. There's a bunch in there for people with different booze palates, if you will.
And I have to ask, this is more of an etiquette question than a food question, but what do you do with the people who just won't stop talking? Do you invite them to the party? Is there a separate section for people who aren't really into watching the game but just want to hang out and eat?
You know, the thing is, if they're chewing, they can't talk.
So everyone's happy.
So everyone's happy. My mom always said when we were sitting at the dinner table, if we didn't say anything, she says she would say, I know you must like it because you're quiet, because I'm not a quiet person. I'm quite the chatty Kathy. So I guess, you know, filled my mouth with food, I can't speak, or I shouldn't speak, at least etiquette-wise, right? But, you know, there's people who want to talk. Let them hang out. Give them some booze or a cocktail or whatever. Send them to the back. Usually at the tailgate, people will have the TV, and then they'll have chairs set up in front of the TV. But there's never enough chairs for everybody. So the people who run their mouths quite a bit tend to sort of flock away from the chairs and stand in the back talking. And the people who actually want to watch usually end up in the front in the chairs or nearby.
Dana, thank you so much for talking with us today. It's such a fun book.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Check out the book, The Hungry Fans Game Day Cookbook, 165 recipes for eating, drinking, and watching sports. And tune in next time on The Clever Cookster for more tips and tricks from the kitchens of the world's best cooks.